Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. Can you hear me, everyone? Can you hear me? Live today. We're live today on the Larry Tune Gospel Radio Show. My caller is Valerie. Valerie, can you hear me today, Valerie? Just hang up and call the show back, Valerie. Okay. Valerie. Today we're live. Can you hear me, Valerie? Okay. We got Valerie from Florida. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Okay. Can you hear me now, Valerie?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you at first.
Okay.
That happens sometimes. Yeah, that happens sometimes.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I knew you would call back.
Yes.
I was hoping you would. Okay, everyone, we're sorry. We have a technical difficulties, but we've got it straight. We have Valerie L. Brown of Florida. Welcome to the show, Valerie. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Valerie, okay. I'm glad you're doing today. And, okay, everyone, like I said, we have Valerie L. Brown. She is the founder of Lady Be Free Resource Center. It was designed to decrease domestic violence. You know, as a story with the
Mr. Toon?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it was some popping noise. I couldn't hear you.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me pretty good now?
I can hear you now. Yes, sir.
Okay, tell them the name of your two books, Valerie, on Amazon.
Sure. The first one is Reflections of a Survivor, and Reflection of a Survivor is a book based upon my encounters with domestic violence, loss of children, being left at the altar, dropping out of college, getting back into school, and it really just takes you through my journey of resilience and how I overcame it all. My second book is a children's book, and that book is entitled Life Lessons with Jasmine and Lady B, Love Does Not Hurt. And in this book, although it's a children's book, there are subliminal messages for parents as well. But in this book, it's about a little girl who experiences domestic violence in her home. Her parents thinks that she's in her room asleep, but she can hear all the arguing and throwing things. And it shows the effects of domestic violence, what that has on a child in school. Lady B is her confidant. If you know of Tinkerbell, that Lady B is looks just like a Tinkerbell, but she's African-American, and she serves as Jasmine's confidant and convinces her to tell her grandmother what's going on. And those subliminal messages in that children's book, for example, there's a portion in the book where Jasmine says that her mother tells her what happens in this house stays in this house. And most of us have already heard that before, either in our own homes or other homes. And, you know, for a child, it's hard to decipher what should I tell my parents or what I shouldn't tell someone else that's going on. So it's a children's book, but it's some subliminal messages in there for the parents as well. But it will certainly open dialogue between parent and child for a healthy relationship.
Oh, okay. 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 Now, what was that first book? The first book.
The first book is entitled Reflections of a Survivor.
Of it. Okay, what? Could you just tell just a brief message about it? Not too much information. Could you tell us the brief message of Reflection of Survivor?
Yeah, sure. So this book really walks the readers through my journey, my experiences of domestic violence, what that looked like and how I overcame domestic violence and gave myself a better life, you know, how I was able to pick myself up, because as I was going through domestic violence, I had dropped out of college, but by the end of the book, you learn that I went back to school, got higher degrees, and it also takes you through my experiences with loss of children. You know, there was a significant loss that I experienced. I had two losses, but I was all the way up to 5 months and actually had to birth my second loss. And so that was certainly took me through some turbulent times, and I was slipping into depression, but I picked myself up. And so the book really just takes you through those journeys, those difficult parts of my life, and really just gives you a better understanding of, you know, no matter what you go through, you can overcome it. So it shows you resiliency, it shows you perseverance, and it also shows you how those things led me to my personal relationship with God. You know, I had been raised in the church, and would go to church every Sunday, you know, sometimes all week, depending if it's a revival or somebody's anniversary. But that's not understanding your personal relationship with God. My parents introduced me to God, but I had to get to know God and know him for myself. And so through those turbulent times, because that seed was planted, I knew who to trust in and was able to overcome those situations in my life.
Okay. Okay. Okay, wonderful. Okay, could you give them your email address?
Sure. My email address is V Brown, so that's V like Victor, Brown like the color, spelled out, at Lady, L-A-D-Y, the word B, B-E, free, F-R-E-E dot org. So it's V Brown at LadyBeFree.org.
Oh, okay. Okay, now. There's anyone we got listening on the line today? We have anything to say to Valerie Brown. Today we live on the Alpha Larry Tones Gospel Radio Show. Do you have anyone on the line today?
Well, I would like to anyone say we got? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
To Valerie. I just was enjoying what you were saying, and I'm just glad, thank God, that he brought you through all the challenges in your life and you was able
mm-hmm.
to write the book. You know, first of all, getting to know God is the first thing. And
yes.
I'm interested in the books that you wrote, and especially the children books, because when
mm-hmm.
you say that sometimes they might be scared to tell what's going on, but,
right.
you know, but and I'm interested in the book to learn more about, you know,
yes.
the book that you have written.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for that encouragement. You know,
mm-hmm.
I often tell people that, you know, we go through what we go through not for ourselves, but God has
yeah.
a purpose in everything that He does. His will is perfect, and so nothing that we go through we were not supposed to experience. But once you do experience
mm-hmm.
it, you know, the unction should be, you know, God, show me what my purpose in this is. What would you have me to do? And so I kept my abuse a secret for 20 years,
mm-hmm.
20 long years. I kept
mm-hmm.
it a secret, and I really didn't know how much it was affecting many different areas in my life. But once I did release my story, which is when I released my book last year, when I released my story, it was so liberating. It really just took a heavy weight off of me, because all this time I had been hiding and staying behind closed doors and not really, you know, I come and show up and I'm dressed up and I'm, you know, looking nice and I've got my makeup on, my clothes are nicely pressed, but all the while inside I was dying. I was dying inside, and I was really crying out for some help, but just didn't know how to say, I was too embarrassed to say, hey, this is what's been happening to me and I really need some help. So going through that, my quest in what I'm doing now is to reach other survivors and let them know that it's okay to tell someone. It's okay to, you know, express what you're going through, because lots of times we are afraid of what people are going to say. We are afraid of, you know, being judged. Why did you stay so long, you know? And if someone is in that type of relationship, you know, the one thing that I would say, my answer always is when people say, you know, well, why did you stay? Well, I stayed because I didn't love myself enough to leave. I love someone else more than I love myself. And certainly that's in itself is not healthy. You know, we can't depend on anyone to give us our happiness. We are our own destiny carriers for ourselves. And so once we realize that, you know, the world is ours, we can do anything that we put our mind to. And so definitely stay contacted with us. We're on Facebook at Lady Be Free Resource, because that children's book is the first of a series of children's book. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the first one would be dedicated to domestic violence, but those children's books, the other ones that are forthcoming, will be based upon very controversial topics that, you know, children experience, but people just don't like to talk about. You know, when we go through things as adults, we have many resources to read, but what about the children? So there are other books that will follow this series based on controversial topics such as sexual abuse, divorce, bullying, different things like that, you know, that children suffer through all the time. So definitely stay connected with us. And again, thank you so much for your encouragement. I appreciate that.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right. Okay, Lynette from the call-in line. Okay. And what I would like to say, Valerie, if a young lady were listening, were listening to you, and if she was going through a domestic violence situation, she might think she can stay, think it'll get better. All the abuse, verbal abuse, physical abuse, she might want to stay thinking it will get better in a relationship. What advice would you have to offer her?
My advice to her would be, you know, basically what I just said a few minutes ago was to love yourself more. Once you love yourself more, you know where you belong and where you don't belong. The one thing that I do know, and I never advise people to tell someone that they know that's in that type of relationship to leave. And the reason is because, you know, never put yourself in a position to go into someone else's home, to move someone else out, because if he harmed her, then the likelihood of him harming you is more so than not. And, you know, I've seen where people would, you know, go in and try to help someone to leave that abusive relationship, and that person could turn around the very night and go right back if they're not ready. And I know all too well what that looks like, because, you know, you're in that situation and you try to leave, but then you're manipulated to come right back. So, you know, everybody has to do what's in their best interest. And sometimes, you know, victims of domestic violence are not ready to leave. And so, but if there is someone that is going through that, my recommendation is to just love yourself more. Take a look at yourself in the mirror and know that you are better than what you're experiencing, because my book is titled Reflection of a Survivor, and, you know, the cover of my book, I'm looking in a mirror, and that was something that my mother taught me how to do since I was a little girl. When children in school would pick on me, I would come home crying, and my mom would make me stand in that mirror, and throughout the times that I was experiencing domestic violence, I went back to that mirror and I talked to myself and I had those affirmations. But sometimes, you know, when you're in love, it's not as easy to leave, even when you're being abused, be it verbally or physical, because sometimes people don't recognize, you know, I might not have a black eye, but I'm still being abused. I'm still being manipulated. My personal items are being broken up. That is abuse. You know, my whereabouts, I got to tell where I am, and I can't go anywhere by myself. I'm pulled away from my family and friends. I'm being talked to. I'm being called names. There are different forms of abuse, but, you know, that would be my recommendation, is to just love yourself more. And when you love yourself more, nobody has to tell you that you don't deserve bad behavior. Nobody has to tell you anything. You know that that's just not where you should be, and that you are destined far greater than what you are where you are.
Yes.
True. Good information. That's good information. You love yourself. You gotta love yourself, everyone. Love yourself greater. You know, look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. You made someone special. Just like a Valerie mother told her to look in the mirror, to let her know there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you.
And
you
love
know,
doesn't hurt.
Nothing wrong with you.
Love does not hurt. If you're being hurt in a relationship, that's not love. That is not love. God is love, and you know, it's an interesting thing, and coming into your own and realizing who you are, not only who you are, but who you belong to, whose you are. And when you know that you are a child of God, you know, God wouldn't want you to be in a relationship where you're being abused. He just would not. I don't think that God would. I'm crazy enough to believe that he wouldn't, you know. So you definitely have to just love yourself more and seek God, you know. You know, that is, you know, something that, you know, I see a lot of times people just, you know, we go to church, it's just so mundane, it's part of the routine, but you got to get outside of the routine and really establish your own connection, your own relationship with Christ. You don't have to pray a certain way, you don't have to speak a certain way, you just have to get to know God for who he is.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay. Valerie, why don't you begin by telling us about your home church you brought up in as a little girl, or church you appeared in at any time. Tell us about your church at this time.
Sure. So I was raised in the Pure Church of Righteousness. The church is over 70 years old, and, you know, I was in my mother's womb growing up in the church, and I grew up in the church. And, you know, like I said, my parents are devout Christians, so we were in church every time the church door opened, we were there. And I had, you know, great relationships. I still have great relationships with my parents. And even that didn't, you know, keep me from experiencing these things that I'm going, that I went through, you know, but it was because of that foundation that is what sustained me. And so growing up in church, you know, I was raised Pentecostal. And so we knew how to call on the name of the Lord. And, you know, so I still rely on those teachings, and it's those teachings that has gotten me where I am. You know, as a child, I didn't understand why we have to go to church so much, you know. But as an adult, I understand, you know, I understand, as they say in the church,
understand
yeah. better by and by.
I didn't understand,
you know,
either.
Yeah, exactly. You don't understand, but, you know, certainly that foundation, I knew how to call on the Lord for myself. And so I'm appreciative of my early beginnings because without that foundation, I would be lost. And, you know, I think people are so blessed. You know, I meet people all the time that they didn't grow up in church, but certainly they've found the Lord in their own way. So no matter where you are in life, whether you grew up in the church or not, you know, God is here. He's everywhere. And so he's available to everybody, no matter what denomination, no matter what your age, no matter what, you know, what you've gone through, no matter what you have done, God accepts us just the way that we are.
That's right. It's like God accepts you for what you are, no matter what you've done, or he merciful, and he'll forgive you. He will forgive you.
Yes, he will.
Everyone, yeah, he merciful God, you know. And we'll just go back here. And Valerie, what new projects are you working on? What new projects?
Sure. So right now I am in the process of writing a journal book, a 30-day journal book for women to finding their treasure. And I'm also working on my next children's book, which is will be devoted to children that go through when their parents divorce and how to get through that. The another project that I'm working on for Lady Be Free is to develop a transitional facility for survivors of domestic violence who are exiting a homeless or emergency shelter environment. You know, these women only have 30 to 45 days to stay in a shelter, and that's just what it is. It's an emergency shelter, but this transitional facility that we will begin our fundraising efforts for will allow any survivor to stay with us anywhere up to 24 months, but in that it's just not a place to lay your head. We will also give the survivors the skills that they need in order to not only attain self-sufficiency, but to maintain it as well. So it will be a full-fledged program that they have to follow. We'd help them find their own place to live and help them to get a job, you know, help them to learn financial skills, living skills, have some group therapy, case management. But then once they do exit the transitional facility, there will also be a case manager that will still reach out to them throughout the year just to make sure that they are staying on the right road. So those are the projects that we're working on right now. It's a big charge, but you know, somebody's got to do it. So that's
So you're from Florida, so this shelter, when people come out of the temporary shelter, then they will go 24 months into a new shelter. This is upcoming project. Is it already in effect that 24 months that people can live in the shelter?
No, sir. So this is what we're aspiring to do. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, so we will be applying for grants. We will be fundraising to get this transitional facility up and running, and I'm claiming that by the end of this year, we will have a transitional facility.
Okay.
Once we establish this home, you know, my vision is to expound to other states as well with the same model.
Yes, that's good.
Sounds great. So, like, I talk to a lot of domestic abuse survivors, and they say sometimes they only leave the house, the kids only leave the house with what they have on their back. So
it's true.
It's good to pitch in and help. Hopefully the grants and everything will come through, and hopefully this will be a success.
Yes, sir. I believe it will, because, you know, I believe that when God gives you a vision to do things, he makes provisions for it to happen. So I'm believing and trusting in him. You know, I don't think that what I went through was just for myself. There are many women who need help and who need the support that I am I'm educated enough to give it, and so I'm trusting and believing in God that he will allow things to work out just the way in which he intended.
Okay, and they can follow you on Facebook at your original page. Tell them how they wanted to talk to you. You know, someone was really going through a domestic violence abuse situation. They can give them some ways, give them a list of ways they can talk to you, because you've already been through it, and give them some ways. Well, maybe they can just contact you and talk to you, maybe on Facebook. Maybe they just want somebody to talk to. Give them a way that they can talk to you, please.
Sure. You can find us on Facebook at Lady Be Free Resource. I do respond to all messages that come through that channel. I'm also available via our toll-free hotline. That number is 1-855-585-FREE, and that's 1-855-585-3733. So those are the ways in which you can reach me. I'm available to speak to anyone that needs support, because sometimes it's just a listening ear that people need, right?
Yeah.
Not all the time. People may not be ready to leave right now. They might just need someone to listen to them cry. And if that's what you need, we're here for you. We do offer mentorship as well to survivors of domestic violence. So I'm also a certified life coach. So those services are available, and I can be reached at 855-585-FREE.
Okay. Okay. So that's a crisis hotline. One of those lines. That's crisis hotline. The people. One of
yes,
this crisis.
Yes, sir. 24
okay.
hours a day, 7 days a week, and I don't answer the phone all the time. We have volunteers that will answer the phone, but if someone wants to speak to me directly, they can just let the person know that answers that they want to request to speak to me directly. But anyone that answers the phone certainly can help them.
Okay. That's help. That's hope. It's especially hope, and for someone who's recently going through a domestic violence situation, like you say, they won't
mm-hmm.
leave because they in love with the person.
Mm-hmm.
But just listen, you may be in love with the person, but like Valerie said, do you love yourself? Do you have to love yourself?
That's right.
You're on a road, I feel you're on a road that's headed to no place that you stay. I feel personally, but if you want to leave, you have to have your own mind made up, like Bradley said, you might come back the same night if your mind
mm-hmm.
not made up.
There are places in different cities and different states that have shelters. It might not be the type of shelter that you're accustomed to, so sometimes we have to, never despise your humble beginnings. Don't look at where you are, but look at where you're looking to go. So, don't let I don't have anywhere else to go be an excuse to stay in a relationship. But there are, if there is somebody who's, in that situation and you don't know where to go, you certainly can give us a call on that toll-free number, no matter what city or state you're in, and we will help you find the resources that you need in your city or your state as well. So, don't let that be an excuse to stay. If you're ready to leave, we'll do our best to helping you to find somewhere else to go.
Okay, everyone. Go to Facebook, contact Lady Be Free. Say it again, that's Lady Be Free on Facebook.
Yes, it's Lady Be Free Resource on Facebook. We are also on Twitter. I am Lady B, and we're also on Instagram at Lady Be Free Resource as well. And again, our toll-free number is 855-585-FREE.
Instagram?
Yes,
okay.
We're on Instagram
okay,
as well.
Okay, everyone. Now we have Valerie Brown today, live on the Latitudes Gospel Radio Show, Domestic Abuse Survivor. And nice to have you on the show today, Valerie.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity, Mr. Toon.
Okay, they say we got 50 seconds left. So I just let you go ahead on and say what you want to say. And I'll just say I'm glad to have you on the show today. So you got about 40 seconds. So go ahead, Valerie.
All right. I would just encourage each of the listeners, if you know someone or if you are someone that's being abused, know that God has a destiny for you in mind, and you certainly cannot find it where you are. So look for that freedom, find freedom within yourself, take a look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself that you deserve more, love yourself more, and you will be okay. It's okay. There are people that have gone through it. I went through it, and I came out on the other side, and so can you.
We got 10 seconds. Thanks, Valerie. Thanks for coming on today. Everyone have a good day. Have a good day. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless.
Yeah.